You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
All right, Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here in the Right Side studio. Local, state, national man, we're covering down on all the issues and solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to you. It is Thursday, August the 25th, 2:06 p.m., and the Boomer is on the board. Hey, bud, how you doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Ready for this.
Before I do all that, though, my usual time just to open up with some of my own thoughts here. So listen, last night was pretty cool. Last night, Charlene and I had the joy of getting to go to dinner with our adult son who was in town on business. It's such an amazing and, I'll be honest with you, truly wonderful thing to see your kids grow up and live good lives. And he and our awesome daughter-in-law are doing an epic job raising our grandkids. I got no complaints. I remember a lot of things from his time growing up. But for the purposes of today, I got to tell you one story. I'm guessing my boy, who is now in his early 30s, I'm guessing my boy was about 3 at the time. And we were walking through a shopping mall, and I had bought him a pack of Skittles because those were his favorite. So we're just walking through the mall looking to meet Charlene at the food court, and my little guy was just walking along holding my hand. And at one point, I looked down, and I realized he was holding that pack of Skittles in his other hand. I figured maybe he couldn't open it by himself, so I recall asking, "Hey, buddy, you want me to open your Skittles for you?" He didn't even look up. He just kept walking. He goes, "No, sir, that's okay." And I was surprised, and I asked, "Well, why not, buddy?" And he said, "Just as matter of fact as you please." He said, "I might need them later." Need them later? Whose child was this? A 3-year-old was giving me a lesson in delayed gratification with a pack of Skittles. Well, delayed gratification is not the norm in small children, but unfortunately, it is also not the norm in our society. Too often, people act less like my little guy 30 years ago with his Skittles and more like Veruca Salt from the original Willy Wonka movie, not the creepy new Tim Burton Johnny Depp version, the old version. You remember Veruca? First of all, who names their child Veruca? But she was the character who demanded anything she wanted, and she wanted it right then. She was totally spoiled. Anything that remotely struck her fancy, it was demanded right then. No delay, no deferment, no delayed gratification. One minute she wanted her own Oompa Loompa. She wanted the golden ticket. She demanded her father put all his employees off their usual jobs until he found her the golden ticket. Then she wanted the golden goose, one of Wonka's golden geese to be specific. "I want it now, Daddy," she yelled. "Right, Wonka, how much for the golden goose?" And when she was told she couldn't have one, she had a complete come apart. You may remember the song she sang in the original movie, "I Want It Now," was basically her tantrum song. Among other lines was the part where it said, "I want the world. I want the whole world. I want to lock it all up in my pocket as my bar of chocolate. Give it to me now." You may recall her character left the movie when she stepped on the meter that measured the golden eggs and she was dropped down the garbage chute because, in Wonka's words, she was a bad egg. Nicely played. Well, Veruca's dad, though, did her no favors in the movie. He was a sycophantic enabler of her inability to delay gratification. Basically, the Veruca character faced no consequences in her life. She got whatever she wanted when she wanted it. And the hapless knucklehead of a father simply encouraged bad behavior by constantly feeding her addiction to immediate gratification. Well, listen, here's the deal. What I just described is what we just saw yesterday with President Joe Biden forgiving hundreds of billions of dollars in student loans. Joe Biden is like poor old sycophantic Daddy Salt, and the millions of people who signed up for the loans that just had them wiped out are a pack of Verucas. Now, before all my trolls start sending out progressive rejections of my analogy, let me acknowledge that I know that not everyone who signed up for a student loan asked for it to be wiped out. And not everyone who is currently paying off their student loan debt is going to have heartburn when this ridiculously bad overreach of executive power gets enjoined by the Supreme Court because it's unconstitutional. But there's a large number out there who are clicking their heels in the air because old Daddy Salt just bought them a golden goose. No responsibility, no understanding of the fact that contractual obligations for which you entered into freely are considered enforceable as a matter of law. No recognition that tens of millions of others who had no involvement with that contract are now on the hook to help relieve them of their self-inflicted debt. Let's be clear. When Joe the plumber took out a personal line of credit on his house to fund the new work truck and all the tools he needed to start his own business, he didn't come to Veruca or Daddy Salt and ask the loan to go away. when young men and women entered into the military service and served their country for a term of enlistment, many of them in a war zone. They earned a GI Bill to help pay for their schooling. When hardworking parents began saving and choosing to forgo family vacations or eating out in fancy restaurants so their child could go to college, they didn't get a payout of what they paid in. When kids worked hard and sweated and toiled for years to earn, actually earn a scholarship for academics or athletics or our leadership or band or RTC, they didn't ask for additional compensation to pay them back for all their years of efforts that took to qualify for the scholarship. Or how about this? How about the millions of folks who did in fact take out a student loan, who then worked and scrimped and saved and sacrificed and just finished paying it off with that sense of satisfaction that only a loan payoff can bring, only to watch in disbelief as a whole generation of Verucas have their daddy Salt Biden pay theirs off without blinking an eye. Well, listen, estimates are right now that the plan as put forward in President Biden's sugar daddy plan will cost the taxpayers of America at least $300 billion. Right before the show started, another estimate was showing upwards of $500 billion. Some estimates are now saying that could actually reach upwards of $1 trillion over time with all the other tangential matters thrown in. I heard one pundit say this morning, it's the largest, most expensive executive action in the history of the United States, and it clearly indicates that Joe Biden has no regard for the separation of governmental powers because he just acted in complete contrast to his constitutional authorities. And he knows it. But this is his shtick, right? Pander to his Verucas on the progressive left, knowing full well it can't be done. He's even admitted as much on some occasions, like when he issued his vaccine mandates, while admitting that his legal advisors had told him he would probably not get away with it. Listen, my son understood delayed gratification when he was 3. He eventually ate that pack of Skittles, but he did so when he was good and ready, and he probably enjoyed it even more because he had delayed just a little bit. My hope is that sometime soon, very soon, the Supreme Court steps in and fills the role of Willy Wonka by telling Daddy Salt Biden and all the loan forgiveness Verucas out there know that they are bad eggs and they can't have that golden goose. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah, there it is. I mean, first of all, Verucca was an obnoxious character. But I'll be honest, those who've been screaming for debt forgiveness like this, like people signed up for it willingly, right? But now they demand loan forgiveness because it's hard. It's hard. It's hard to make people pay back what they signed up for. I got news. You're nothing but a bunch of Verucas. And Daddy Salt in the movie, that's Daddy Biden in real life. And it's not good. And the movie made the point. Spoil the kids like that, bad decisions keep on coming. Bad eggs. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. And now that song from Willy Wonka won't get out of your mind. We'll be right back.